to come as the Messiah.
基督被預言成為尼賽亞。
But he came first as the Lamb of God.
但佢首先嚟嘅係以羔羊嘅身份而嚟。
He came to be a lamb that would be sacrificed for our sins.
為我哋嘅罪而獻上呢個嘅羔羊。
But when Christ comes again, he will come as a king.
但係基督再嚟嘅時候，佢係一個君王嘅姿態出現。
Not just any king, but the King of Kings.
唔單止一個君王，係萬王之王。
The Bible tells us that he will come up and set up his kingdom on earth.
聖經話佢嚟到呢個世上會建立佢嘅國度。
He will administer judgment.
佢會執行佢嘅審判。
He will fulfill all the prophecies.
佢將所有嘅預言去應驗。
And so when Peter says the end of all things is at hand, he's saying that Christ's return is imminent.
当彼得讲到万物结局近了，即系话呢件事系迫在眉睫。
That is, it could happen at any time. That it is drawing near.
即系话咩时候都可能发生，指日可待。
And this reality should shape our lives.
呢个嘅事实应该系将我哋嘅生命去塑造。
There should be an urgency in the way in which we live.
在我们生活当中应该有这份的迫切性。
We should have great anticipation of Christ's return.
我们的生活应该有一份的预期。
Now you may have a question because you may say, well, wasn't this letter written many years ago?
你可能会问，这份的书卷不是很多年前写成的吗？
Well, historians tell us that Peter wrote this letter in 63 AD.
歷史學家話彼得寫封信嘅時候係主後63年。
Now we are almost at 2015.
我哋就嚟就係2015年啦。
And so maybe Peter was mistaken.
彼得係咪搞錯咗咧
？But Peter recognizes that Christ's return could happen at any time.
彼得所話嘅就係基督嘅再來隨時可以發生。
He wasn't trying to predict that it would come.Very, very soon, and when he wrote this,
他不是预言说，哎，很快就发生了。
But he wants to tell us that it could happen at any time.
他所讲的就是可以随时发生。
Even in his second letter, 2 Peter, people are already criticizing him, saying, you know, what you predict, what you said he would come back soon, is just a joke.
彼得后书已经告诉我们，当时已经有人去耻笑彼得。
That in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter acknowledges that people were scoffing at his idea that the end is near.
在彼得后书，彼得自己亦都系话，当时已经有人去耻笑佢。
But Peter reminds them that God is an eternal God.
但系彼得话，神系一个永恒嘅神。
And so to God, 1,000 years is like one day.
对神嚟讲，千年如一日。
And so we need to recognize that from God's perspective, it is only a very short period of time.
从神的角度来看，是很短的时间。
But the reason why Christ hadn't come back yet is giving more people time to receive his salvation.
基督还没来，是因为给更多人有机会去接受他。
That he is showing to us patience and mercy.
他所显露给我们的就是宽容。
And so we need to take advantage of the time that God has given to us.
我们所得的时间我们要好好把握。
So the Bible doesn't give us exact dates of when Christ will return.
在圣经里面没有讲明在哪一日基督会再来。
But the Bible does give us some signs of the end times.
但是在圣经里面的确给我们有一些末日的记号。
And certainly as we read our newspapers or we watch the news on TV, we see that there are different signs.
我们看报纸或者看电视的时候，我们已经开始看到这些记号。
Perhaps the most important sign is the reforming of the nation of Israel back in 1948.
可能最重要一个记号就是在1948年以色列复国。
Now for many of you, you think, well, of course there's a nation of Israel.
可能大家会说，哦，以色列没有一个国家咯。
But you need to understand that for hundreds of years, there was no such thing as a nation of Israel.
但大家要明白到，有几百年长的时间，以色列是没有自己的国家。
People thought that that nation was just obliterated.
大家都以为嗰阵时以色列系呢个国已经系被倾没。
But as I mentioned back in 1948, it was reformed as a nation.
但系就喺1948年，以色列复国咗。
And there continues to be impact from that part of the world.
喺世界嘅嗰个嘅地区依然影响咗有好大。
The nation of Israel is very small.
以色列系一个好细国家。
And yet it says worldwide impact.
但影响嘅能力系非常之大。
We see that there is increased persecution around the world for Christians.
亦都睇到喺世界唔同地方对基督徒有越嚟多嘅逼迫。
Christians are being killed. They're being beheaded.
基督徒被杀，佢哋嘅头被批落嚟。
Yet there are more people coming to Christ than ever before.
虽然如此，更越嚟多人去归向基督。
We see there are worldwide problems in the world.
我睇到呢个世界有好多唔同嘅问题。
There is climate change.
有气候嘅转变。
There are diseases like Ebola.
有好多唔同嘅疾病，例如伊波拉。
And then we see that there is a great deal of confusion regarding morality.
喺道德上，好多人都觉得好迷茫。
What was right is not wrong.
是非不分。
What was wrong is now right.
啱嘅变咗唔啱，唔啱变咗啱。
You see, there's an increase in violence in the world.
暴力越嚟越多。
You see all these mass shootings and killings.
我哋越多睇到呢啲大规模嘅枪杀。
You see that even race relations, what we thought was had improved, is really still very bad.
我哋本嚟以为种族嘅关系变好咗，但系其实系变坏。
And we recognize that government and technology.Cannot save us.
我明白政府同埋科技唔能够解决呢啲嘅问题。
And so, Peter again is addressing the idea that the end of all things is at hand.
所以彼得提到末日将至。
His focus is not on when.
佢嘅重点唔系咩时候发生。
But really, in some sense, so what?
而是说我们应该是怎么做。
That is, he becomes very practical in terms of how we are to live our lives.
所以对我们来说是很实际的，我们应该怎样去生活。
So Peter doesn't talk about, oh, well, you know, it'll come at this time or that time. He's telling us how we ought to live.
彼得不是说在什么时候这件事会发生，而是我们应该怎样去生活。
And so, we're going to look at four commands that Peter gives to us.Living in light of Christ's return.
彼得提到四样嘢我哋应该做嘅。
But I want to draw our attention to the focus of all of it.
我想首先提俾大家提到我哋应该焦点放喺边度。
It's found at the end of the passage in verse 11.
就喺第十一节喺呢段经文嘅最后部分。
He writes, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
经文话叫神在凡事上因基耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远，阿门。
So he's saying that the reason for all these commands is so that Christ will be glorified.
这些的戒条的目的就是得到神会得到荣耀。
Sort of a simple way of saying how to glorify someone is to how to glorify God is in some sense to make God look good.
荣耀神的意思就是将神的就是同让到其他人明白神的确是美事。
In some sense, it's to make him look good as he really is.
神这份的美善就是他的真正的身份，他的位格。
When Peter was writing this, there was intense persecution among the Christians.
彼得写段经文的时候，信徒受到很大的逼迫。
And this,A stressful environment could cause people to turn on each other.
这个这么有压力的生活底下去生存，可能人会互相的斗争。
Again, we just recently celebrated Christmas.
我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞节。
Many of you were involved in a lot of family gatherings.
在座当中有很多人会有一家团聚。
And if there is problem or stress in your families,Those problems could either bring you closer together or drive you apart.
但如果家庭里面有问题的话，你聚在一起，这些问题可能会令你的家庭更加亲密，或者是更加的疏远。
And so that's why Peter gives these four commands so that people, he actually wants people to come closer together.
彼得颁布这四条的命令就是令人更加的亲密。
So the first thing he tells us to do is to be prepared for prayer.
首先，彼得叫人要警醒祷告。
Verse 7, the end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Now prayer glorifies God because it acknowledges that we are weak and He is strong.
祷告能够荣耀神，因为祷告是承认我们的软弱，也都承认了我们对神的这份的依赖。
And certainly as we see signs of Christ's return, we can get scared.
我们见到末日的记号的时候，我们可能会恐惧。
But Peter encourages us to stay in touch with God.
但彼得鼓励信徒要同神的关系要保持密切。
And prayer is that communication link with God.
同神关系保持就是靠祷告。
Now as people hear, Christians hear about and understand Christ's return, there can be two extremes.
基督徒怎样看末日的角度呢？通常有两个的极端。
One extreme is fanaticism.
其中一个极端就是一份的狂热主义。
These people say, oh, Christ could come, he could come tonight.
基督可能今晚就会回来。
And so they don't make any plans for anything.
所以他不惜未雨绸缪。
They probably say, let's just sell everything and go and move out to some hilltop and wait for Christ's return.
他们可能说，不如我们立刻变卖晒所有的东西，去到山上面等候。
So that could be a fanatical response to Christ's return.
这份就是对基督的再来一份狂热的回应。
But there are other Christians who are apathetic.
另一方面，有些基督徒可能漠不关心。
They just ignore the signs of his coming.
他们忽略了这些末日的记号。
They are just focused on living their lives.
他们定睛在他们平时的生活。
And they're just focusing on their schoolwork.
他们着重的可能是他们的学业。
Or their jobs.
他们的工作。
Or their families.
或者他们的家庭。
And there's nothing wrong with those.
这些事不是错。
But not to ignoring Christ's return.
但不是说忽略基督的再来。
And so one of the ways that you need to live if you are anticipating Christ's return is that it should affect your prayer life.
所以期待基督的再来应该影响到我们祈祷的生命。
There are two descriptions of how we are to be prepared.
我们应该怎样去准备呢？
The first word says to be self-controlled.
英文说我们要谨慎。
And that literally in the Greek means to keep our mind safe.
在希腊原文是的意思就是我们要将我们保存我们的心思。
And you might say the opposite of this word would be insanity.
相反就是癫狂。
And so it means that we shouldn't be involved in being fanatical about Christ's return.
我们对基督再来不应该是疯狂的去回应。
And we can be so worried or so anxious about Christ's return.
不是说我们过分的焦虑。
The second word means, says to be sober-minded.
另外，经文叫到我们要自守。
And literally it means don't be asleep.
原文的意思就是说我们是不应该睡眠。
Remember when Jesus was about to go to the cross?
记不记得基督将要去十字架的时候呢？
And Jesus went to pray at the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣在客西马利园祷告。
And so his disciples were there, and Jesus went to a private place to pray.
门徒也都在场，耶稣就去到一个私人的地方去祷告。
But when Jesus came back, he found Peter and the other disciples asleep.
当耶稣祷告回来的时候，发觉彼得和其他信徒睡着了。
Even though he told them to pray.
是尽管耶稣叫这些信徒要去祈祷。
And so maybe Peter had this in mind when he was writing this.
彼得可能就是想到这一点而写以下的经文。
That at that critical time, Peter fell asleep.
就係呢個關鍵嘅時候，彼得嗰陣時係瞓著咗。
And he doesn't want us to make the same mistake.
彼得唔想我哋犯同一個嘅錯誤。
That we need to recognize that Christ could come back at any time.
我要明白基督隨時都會翻嚟。
And we need to be prepared.
我哋需要做好準備。
I don't know if you flown in a plane recently.
我唔知大家最近有冇搭飛機。
But before the plane takes off, usually the flight attendant will give you a safety demonstration.
當飛機起飛之前，機艙服務員會做一啲安全嘅示範。
And I remember the last time that I was on a plane, I noticed that nobody was listening to her.
我仲記得我上次坐飛機嘅時候，安全示範嘅時候，冇人係關心。
Some people were reading their magazine.
有啲人讀緊睇緊呢個雜誌。
Some were conversing with their friends.
有啲人同朋友傾緊偈。
But they weren't listening to the flight attendant.
佢哋完全係冇留意機艙服務員嘅指示。
But I'm sure that if there was some emergency in the flight, people were probably wondering, what did that flight attendant say?
我相信當真係有緊急事故發生嘅時候，佢哋就話：哦，嗰陣時其實示範講咗啲咩咧？
And so there are many of us as Christians who kind of ignoring the signs.
我哋當中嘅作為基督徒，可能好多亦都係有忽略咗呢啲嘅記號。
They say, "Oh, Christ, He won't come back for a long time."
我哋話基督可能好耐都唔會再翻嚟。
And so they ignore the warnings that are given.
呢啲警號佢哋完全忽略。
And so when if Christ were to come back, they would be very surprised.
所以當基督真係翻嚟嘅時候，佢哋會受到驚訝。
Because we're distracted with our daily lives.
因為我哋注意力被分散咗。
We're not ready.
我哋未準備好。
So one of the things that I do is to read the newspaper and to watch the news.
我自己點準備呢？我就會睇報紙、睇電視。
Now you can get discouraged by doing those things.
睇到啲事情發生時候，我哋可能會沮喪。
But it causes me to pray more.
但係驅使我更加去禱告。
And so I hope that you will do the same thing as well.
我希望大家亦都係跟住咁樣做。
So with the end of all things is near, we need to prepare ourselves to pray more.
所以萬物的結局近的時候，我們應該更加多的禱告。
The second command that Peter gives to us is that we need to love each other earnestly or deeply.
第二個彼得給我們的戒命就是我們要彼此切實相愛。
Verse 8 says, Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
第八節，最要緊的是要彼此切實相愛，因為愛能遮掩許多的罪。
As I mentioned, the original people who read his letter were under intense persecution.
剛才提過，睇彼得呢一份嘅書卷嘅時候，嗰啲信徒正受到好嚴厲嘅逼迫。
And so sometimes we can, when we're under a lot of stress, we can take it out on those who are closest to us.
當我哋受到好大嘅壓力嘅時候，我哋將身邊嘅人去發脾氣。
And we do that with our families, don't we?
就算我哋嘅屋企人，我哋一樣會向佢哋發泄。
And so Peter is saying, we need to love each other more.
但係彼得話，我哋要更加嘅彼此相愛。
Yes, we are to love everyone, but particularly the focus here is on loving one another, other Christians.
當然，我哋要愛所有嘅人。呢段經文話，我哋特別要對信徒相愛。
And as all of us know, even Christians can be very difficult to live with.
我哋不得不承認，有時一啲基督徒係唔能夠唔係咁容易相處。
We may be forgiven, but we're still sinners.
冇錯，我哋被寬恕，但我哋依然係罪人。
Now it's easy to love people who are nice to you, right?
當人哋對我哋好嘅，當然我哋愛佢哋係好容易。
But it's very hard to love people who might be nasty to you.
但嗰啲難相處嘅人，我哋好難去愛佢哋。
That's why he says to love each other.Earnestly.
但彼得叫我哋要更加嘅切实相爱。
Now that word in the Greek, earnestly, means to is sometimes used to describe an athlete.
切实喺希腊原文嘅意思就系要去伸展。
And this athlete could be straining or stretching toward the finish line.
就话一个嘅运动员迈向终点线嘅时候，佢嘅肌肉被拉紧。
In other words, this athlete is giving a lot of effort toward this goal.
暗示就是说这个运动员 他是做了一个很艰辛的努力。
And so Peter is acknowledging that sometimes loving other Christians takes a lot of effort.
彼得在这里就是说我们彼此相爱可能是一个艰辛的努力。
Because these people may have hurt you. They may have said some bad things about you.
这些人可能曾经伤害了我们，可能在我们背后讲坏话。
And it mentions here, since love covers a multitude of sins.
经文说爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Now he's not saying that we should ignore sin.
他不是说我们要当这些罪没发生。
Or that sin shouldn't be tolerated.
也不是说我们这些罪我们是完全不能够容忍。
But he's saying that sometimes when people sin against us, we don't have to tell everybody about it.
但是说这些人如果对我们是有过犯的时候，我们不是通街讲。
The idea is in Proverbs 17 verse
9. 在箴言 17章第9节这么说。
He says, whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends.
遮掩人过的，寻求人爱，屡次挑错的，离间密友。
So, when people hurt us, our response is to try to hurt back.
当人家伤害的时候，我们自然反应就是去伤害对方。
But Peter is saying, no, you need to forgive those people.
但彼得说我们要宽恕他们。
Instead of blowing it up, you try to minimize it.
我们不是将事情去扩大，而是将事情去减少。
Many of you know that I have served in this church for many years.
大家都知道我在这间教会服侍了很多年。
And a lot of times we may disagree on different things.
很多时候我们有 一些事情我们没能够完全的同意。
And I found this particularly true in regards to expansion.
特别在扩大的事上是特别的真实。
That sometimes I would have a certain idea, but then other people will have a different idea.
可能有一些观点，但其他人有另外的观点。
And not only would these people disagree, but they become very critical of me and say some bad things about me.
我们不单止没有一个共同的决定，而他们对我有很多的批评。
And my inside response would be, I want to hurt back to these people.
我内里面的自然反应就是，哦，我要伤害翻对方。
But that wouldn't be in the spirit of what Peter is saying here.
如果这样做的，就违反了彼得这里所提到的事情。
And so instead of criticizing these people back and exposing their sin, I try to cover their sin.
与其我去批评他们，将他们的过犯去提出，我是遮掩他们的过犯。
And again, as we serve in a church, there could be lots of things that we may disagree with.
可能我们在教会侍奉得越长，越有越多的分歧。
Many of you know that the 249 Harrison building, in the sanctuary, there is a cross.
大家可能留意到在249大楼，在会堂当中有一个十字架。
Inside the sanctuary in the front.
在礼堂的前端。
But there was actually a lot of controversy regarding that cross.
但是那个十字架其实有很多的事情。
As we were planning for the sanctuary, some people said, oh, well, we're Christians, we should have a cross in the front of the sanctuary.
是引起了纠纷。很多基督徒认为我们是一个基督教的教会，在礼堂里面有个十字架是理所当然。
Other people said, oh no, you know, you'll be worshipping idols and things, you know, so we shouldn't have a cross in the front.
但另一些人就说，哦，你放在十字架上，就被人有错觉，说我们是拜偶像。
And so these two sides disagreed.
所以有两方的不同的观点。
And sometimes they said nasty things to each other.
有时他们当中的语言就会冲咗。
And so we need to utilize what Peter is telling us here.
我们应该所做的就是去仿效彼得叫我们所做的。
That we need to forgive one another even if people don't treat us exactly right.
就算对方怎样不对，我们都要彼此包容。
The third command that Peter gives to us is in verse 9.
下一个诫命在第九节，我们可以找到。
Show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
That is, we are to offer hospitality to one another graciously.
即是说我们要满有爱心的去彼此去款待。
That word hospitality in the Greek means love of strangers.
款待希腊原文的意思就是说去爱一些的
love of strangers.
爱一些我们不认识的人。
Yeah. And so, in terms of showing hospitality, we need to show our love to those people we don't know.
款待就是说那些不识的人，我们依然去爱他们。
Now again, I think the focus is probably on Christians.
是特别对信徒而讲。
But certainly again, at that time, there was this persecution of Christians.
当时信徒受到很大的逼迫。
And so sometimes people were fleeing persecution.
所以他们要去逃离这些的逼迫。
And so they, at that time, there was no a lot of hotels and motels.
当时当然没有很多的酒店。
And so Peter was encouraging them to show hospitality to even Christians you don't know because this is very intense time.
彼得在这里就是鼓励我们信徒要去接待去款待这些陌生的信徒。
Now some people may grumble because showing hospitality takes time and money.
有些人就会有怨言了。因为去款待他们，就是说我们需要时间金钱。
And yet, he's telling us that this is an important part of living in light of Christ's return.
但彼得说我们要准备去接受基督的再来，我们就要这样做。
Let me apply it in two ways.
给大家有两个实际可以行出来的应用。
We need to use hospitality with our own homes.
我们用自己的家庭去款待。
Whether we own a home or rent a home.
无论我们是自己有自己的物业，或者我们是租住地方。
Now you may say, well, and we all statistics tell us that Chinese among the highest rate of home ownership, isn't it?
我们根据统计知道，我们华人，我们有拥有自己的物业的比率是特别高。
But some of us somehow feel, oh, this is my house.
但可能我们当中会说，这个是我的家。
But we need to recognize, no, it's God's house.
要明白这个是神的家。
That is, He owns it.
是神拥有这个家。
And so it's, if God wants us to share it with other people, we need to do that.
如果神要我们同将我们家同人分享的，我们要这样做。
And so God may want us to, for instance, host missionaries that come back on furlough.
可能这些宣教士回来述职的时候，我们要开放我们的家庭。
Or we could host a fellowship or a small group in our home.
或者团契或者小组需要地方的时候，我们开放我们的家。
My wife and I used to have a practice of having students over for Thanksgiving.
我和我太太以往有一个惯例，就是感恩节的时候开放我们家接待学生。
We knew that a lot of students get kind of homesick around that time.
我们知道很多的留学生他们思乡。
And so we would invite 30, 40 students to come over.
我们要邀请三四十个的学生到我们家。
And we didn't charge them any money.
我们没有收入场券。
But I had to do a lot of work.
但我们需要很多的准备。
I had to clean up my house.
要清理我的家。
And then after they leave, I had to clean up the house again.
当他们离开的时候，我要重新执屋。
But,We recognize it was God's house.
但我们明白到我们的家是神的家。
And I mentioned I used to do this because actually some other people have taken up this job, and so we said, okay, these other people can do it.
我们刚才说到我们以往是惯例这样做，但最近已经有其他的信徒这样做，所以我们将这个责任给了他们。
But we host now a small group in our home every week.
但现在我们每个星期都接待了一个的小组。
And so there could be 15 to 20 people coming over our house every Tuesday evening.
每个星期二晚就有15至20个的人到我们家做小组的聚会。
And my job is to clean up.
我的工作就是去执屋。
Both before and after.
就是他们来之前和来之后我要执屋。
But it's God's house.
因为我们的家是属于神的。
And it's not just the church building, it's our own house.
不单止是教会的一个的大楼，而是神的家。
The second way we can apply this is in some sense to our church building.
所以第二样就系话，我哋将我哋教会嘅物业去公开。
And in this case, it's the school.
就系譬如话呢度嘅学校。
Because there are many people who come to and maybe visit, but they feel awkward.
可能有啲人去嚟系路过嘅，佢哋可能初头嚟嘅时候，佢哋觉得好尴尬。
I don't know if you've ever went on vacation, visit another church, but even as you go there, you feel very strange.
我唔知道大家有冇试过去外地旅游嘅时候，去嗰间新嘅教会，你哋觉得会好怪。
You don't know whether you're supposed to stand up or sit down.
有时你唔知道几时要起身，几时要坐低。
You're wondering what's going to happen next.
你又唔知道下一个嘅程序系乜嘢。
And perhaps the most awkward, after service is over, no one talks to you.
而最怪嘅就系当崇拜完咗之后，冇人同你倾偈。
And so you feel somewhat rejected.
你会觉得好似被拒绝。
Now put it in our place.
我哋要感同身受。
How do we treat strangers here?
我哋点样去接待呢啲陌生嘅人呢？
Do we look for those new people after service, or do we look for our friends only?
我哋会唔会特别关心呢啲新来宾？因为我哋净系同自己朋友倾偈。
And so,I think that's very, very important in especially as we rent a building, that we show hospitality.
特别我哋租用地方做崇拜嘅，我哋特别要去识得去款待别人。
Two weekends ago, we had a memorial service for a person named Raymond Wong.
两个星期前，我哋有一个嘅追思礼拜，就系为一个嘅王日康弟兄。
It was held at the Chinese Gospel Church in Southboro.
个追思礼拜就喺麻省华人福音堂度举行。
And he was an elder there.
王日康喺嗰个教会系一个嘅长老。
But before that, he was chairman of our board of deacons in BCEC, and also he was the chairman of the building committee of 249 Harrison.
但系之前佢系我哋华人布道会嘅执事会主席，亦都系嗰阵时我哋249大楼嘅时候，我哋矿堂委员会嘅主席。
And so they had a memorial service very recently.
所以最近我哋为佢做咗一个嘅追思礼拜。
And there were two of the testimonies that had similarities.
当中有两人做咗一个见证系非常之相似。
Because these two testimonies shared were by two church leaders at the Chinese Gospel Church.
呢两个见证都系麻省华人福音堂嘅领袖所俾嘅。
And they talked about how they came go to that church and become leaders in that church.
他提到他如何嘅去到呢一间嘅教会成为领袖。
And they said they had a common theme. They said Raymond Wong invited us to go to lunch.
他哋两位都提到呢位嘅王弟兄曾经亦都系邀请佢哋一齐去食晏昼。
They went to the same restaurant.
所去嘅系同一间嘅酒楼。
A Chinese restaurant, you see.
系一间唐人嘅酒楼。
And they said that because of his hospitality, they said, we're going to come to this church.
就是因为王弟兄他这份的热情的款待，他们就决定继续留在这间的教会。
And both of those people ended up being leaders in that church.
而之后这两位最终也是成为教会的领袖。
So our hospitality can make a really big difference.
我们对人款待可能有很深远的影响。
And so, we need to show hospitality graciously.
所以我们要满有爱心去款待其他人。
The final and fourth command that Peter gives to us is to serve one another faithfully.
最后彼得叫我们要彼此服侍。
Why don't you read verses 10 and 11 for us?
第十、第十一节咁话，各人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
In verses 10 and 11 here, Peter is telling us that all of us, if we're Christians, have a gift from God.
这两节经文告诉你，我们每一个的基督徒都有神的恩赐。
It is called a spiritual gift.
我们说属灵的恩赐。
That is, it is an ability from God to serve Him in some way or fashion.
就是神所赐的这个的能力去服侍其他人。
And you might divide these gifts into two categories.
通常这些恩赐分为两大类。
One could be speaking gifts.
一个是关于讲道的。
And so it could be preaching, like we're doing here.
可能就是牧师在台上面讲道一样。
And translating.
或者做翻译。
Or leading the singing.
或者是领诗。
Or teaching Sunday school.
或者是教主一学。
These are, would be speaking gifts.
这些是讲言以上的恩赐。
But there's also serving gifts.
另外也是关于服侍的恩赐。
It could be the ushering.
可能去做招待。
It could be taking care of the sound.
可能去控制音响。
It could be driving people to the church.
可能去开车接载人翻嚟教会。
But whatever, if you're a Christian, you have an ability to serve God.
我们作为基督徒嘅，我哋每人都有我哋神所赐嘅才能去服侍佢。
And if you don't know what your ability is, I would say just begin to serve.
如果大家不知道你的恩赐是在哪里的，我鼓励大家去开始去侍奉。
And if God gives you fruit and you really enjoy serving in that ministry, then maybe God has given you a gift in that area.
如果你是有喜乐的，也都是这份的事工有成果的，可能这一样就是神给你的恩赐。
And so people need to understand that in light of Christ's return, we are to be fulfilling the Great Commission.
我们知道基督再来，所以我们要去遵行大使命。
We need to be building up the body of Christ or the church.
我们要将信徒造就。
And all of us have a part to play.
我们每人也都有我们要扮演的角色。
We may not all have the same gift.
我们未必有同样的恩赐。
But all of us have something that we could do.
但我们每人都有一些事情我们要去做。
And so as we serve God, we serve with the gift, the strength that God supplies.
我们侍奉神的时候，就是将神赐给我们的力量用来去侍奉。
It mentions that we need to be good stewards of God's varied grace.
神给我们恩赐，我们要作好管家。
That is, these gifts come from God.
这些恩赐来自神。
And He wants us to utilize it for building up the ministry.
他要我们去利用这些恩赐去成就他的事工。
Again, we don't know whether Christ will come back next week or another 1,000 years from now, but He wants us to be utilizing our gift to build up the body of Christ.
我们不知道基督会不会下星期回来，或者1,000年后回来，但我们所知道的就是神要我们用他赐给我们的恩典去侍奉他。
So Paul's exhortation to us is thatThe end of all things is near.
所以彼得对我们的训勉就是说，我们要知道末日将至。
We need to glorify God through our prayers.
我们要用我们的祷告去荣耀神。
Through our love.
用我们的爱去荣耀神。
Through our hospitality.
我们用我们的款待去荣耀神。
And through our service.
也都要用我们的侍奉去荣耀祂。
And so we're at the end of the year.
我们到今年的尾声。
And so, maybe it's a good time to evaluate your life in these four areas.
可能我们就在这四方面要去评估自己。
So in 2014, has your prayer life increased?
在2014年，大家的祷告生命有没有改进呢？
Are you loving people more, even those people who are more difficult?
当我们身边的人可能更加难相处，但我们对他的爱有没有增加到呢？
Are you showing more hospitality to people at church or in your home?
我们是更加愿意去款待教会或者教会以外的人呢？
And are you utilizing the gift that God has given to you in serving Him?
我们都有没有去好好地去运用神给我们的恩赐去侍奉祂呢？
And if you found that you're going the other way, maybe this should be your goal for the coming year.
如果大家觉得这四方面是没有改进的话，可能大家就要去监察，要去改进。
In light of Christ's return,
我们知道基督会再来。
We need to be fulfilling these commands.
这些的诫命我们要完成。
Back in 1959, the Queen of England came to visit Chicago.
在1959年，英女王到訪芝加哥。
And so the city was putting on a lot of preparations for her visit.
因為英女王到訪，所以個城市做了很多的準備。
The whole city was trying to look good for the Queen's visit.
因為英女王要嚟啦，所以佢哋要將個城市打扮得好好。
And they also alerted all the hotels.
亦都通知咗各個嘅酒店。
They wanted to make sure that those hotels were prepared for the coming of the Queen.
佢哋要啲酒店準備好英女王嘅到訪。
But when they contacted the Drake Hotel, they received a very surprising response.
但係當佢哋知會德雷克酒店嘅時候，佢哋得到一個好驚奇嘅回應。
That manager said, "We're not going to make any special preparations for the Queen."
經理話：英女王到嚟，我哋唔會做一啲特別嘅準備。
He said, "Our rooms are always ready for royalty."
佢話：我哋嘅房間隨時都係準備好招待呢啲嘅皇室顯貴。
And so I hope that we also have that same kind of attitude.
我希望我哋大家亦都有同樣嘅心態。
That we don't have to make any special preparations.
我哋唔係需要一啲特別嘅準備。
That we're always ready for the King of Kings to return.
而我哋隨時都係準備好去接待萬王之王嘅翻嚟。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋一齊低頭禱告。
Thank you, Lord, for these commands from Peter.
主啊，多謝你透過彼得俾我哋呢啲嘅戒命。
And certainly, as we read the newspapers and listen to the news, we recognize that Christ's return could be very soon.
我哋睇報紙或者睇電視嘅時候，我哋明白到可能基督好快就會翻嚟。
Help us, Lord, to examine our lives, particularly in these four areas.
神啊，求你幫助我哋監察我哋自己，特別喺呢四方面。
Help us to examine our prayer life and our love life.
令我哋去審察我哋喺禱告上邊同埋我哋愛人嘅呢兩方面去做得點樣。
Help us to see whether we are hospitable with our homes or in the church.
令我哋去審察我哋係會唔會係將我哋屋企去款待其他人。
Help us to see if we're utilizing the gifts that you've given to us to serve you.
幫助我哋去評估我哋係咪好好運用神你俾我哋恩賜去服侍人。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us in the coming new year.
神啊，我哋祈求喺新嘅一年。
So that we would be ready in case Christ does come in this new year.
我哋會好嘅準備去迎接基督嘅再來。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋奉基督嘅聖名祈求。
Amen.